This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Valla. Justice has been served. That's what one member of Temple Emmanuel in Pueblo said Friday after the sentencing of a man who plotted to blow up their synagogue. Richard Holzer will now serve up to 19 years in federal prison. Temple Emmanuel board chair Mike Atlas Acuna says he's grateful for the judge's decision.
He was sending a very strong message to any future individuals who would plot to try to do something like this to any group, not just to Jews, but to Muslims or to Christians, to anybody.
During the hearing, the judge said he believes Holzer is still dangerous and deserves no mercy. The state of Colorado is trying a new approach to ease frustrations over unemployment. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
The unemployment system is confusing. If you're not getting benefits, it could be because you're not eligible or because you're still waiting in the queue, or often enough, you did everything right and the system is just broken. The state labor department will try to reduce that confusion with a new dashboard page on its website. Here's Executive Director Joe Barella.
You know, we find issues that cause payment delays, and we want to let people know we're aware of this issue. It's been resolved, or we're aware of this issue. A fix is in place. It'll be deployed.
The page, which is part of the general state unemployment website, lists known glitches and their status, along with information about wait times at the call center. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Maybe some light snow for the Central Mountains this morning, and sunny skies over Denver today, highs in the 40s. This is CPR News.